Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, welcome to Anna and the Angels. I'm your host, Anna Grace Taylor. So delighted to be with you as always. We didn't have a show last week as scheduled because I had an appointment, but I'm so delighted to be back with you. It's one of my favorite things to do, this radio show. I know I say it a lot, but I'm always really excited to have the opportunity to talk with you in a different way, to be able to reach more of you as I do on this radio show, and to be able to share some of the really inspiring people that I have connected with. And our guest today, Laurie Lankins Farley, is no different. She's a beautiful person, and we're going to be introducing her to you in a moment. I just wanted to say that it's a new moon coming up. Actually, it's a new moon today. I was thinking it was tomorrow, but it's a new moon today, and it's a beautiful time to set intentions, to really get clear on what you want to welcome into your life, and to be able to take this opportunity to perhaps even spend some time really thinking about what that is. We can be so busy and we can feel ourselves being pulled in one direction or being pulled in another. And sometimes we can get a little bit lost in that and wonder whether we're actually doing the things that really match up with our desires. And so I think it's a nice time tonight or in the coming days to really focus on your heart, to really spend some time perhaps in meditation, allowing yourself to really be honest with yourself. Sometimes it can bring up some emotion. I know sometimes because the sky is seemingly empty, I remember an astrologer friend of mine, because of the sky being seemingly empty, we can sometimes feel a little bit of that emptiness. But rather than focusing on the lack of what you don't have or what we don't have, just using that emotion to really let your heart speak to you about what it is that you desire. I know that the energy is extra powerful when you set your intention right now. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to this beautiful guest of mine, Laurie Lankins Farley, and she has been recognized for her gift as a psychic medium and intuitive. In fact, she's known as the Pure Intuitive. She has worked with and assisted people, parents, and families all over the world with the strength of connection, her experience, and the power of her gift. She is becoming a well-known thought leader and international guide to many, sharing the stage with such speakers and thought leaders as Dr. Shefali, Neil Donald Walsh, and Brian McGill. And actually, that is exactly how I've connected with her, through the wonderful Brian McGill and Jenny Young and her work at Simple Reminders. So, Laurie, are you there with us? I was going to say Jenny just then, but are you there with us, Laurie?
I am here with you, Anna. Thank you so much for that beautiful introduction.
Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so excited. You know, you and I have known each other a little while, and we both like to talk, so I know this is going to be an interesting conversation, and you've done so many different things, and there are so many things that I could talk to you about. But one of the things that I know fascinates many people, and actually without really even having a topic on this radio show, we have so many callers on the line right now, and I didn't even say we were opening the lines, but people must think, oh, it's Laurie. I want to know what she's saying. So when we talk about you being a psychic medium, I think that it instantly makes people go, oh, I really want to find out about that and the work that you do. So we will talk about that. But I know that often we have this gift at a young age and then sometimes we shut it down. Did that happen for you, Laurie?
Yes, absolutely. I have had this gift since I can truly remember. As a child, I was very sensitive to my surroundings, and they called it a nervous stomach, and I would vomit quite often and had a lot of anxiety. And my parents would take me to the doctor a lot, and they just kept saying, you know, she has nervous stomach, she'll grow out of it. But, you know, in reality, boy, it was hard. You know, it wasn't until in my maybe middle school years that I was able to tell my mom, really kind of express to her maybe a little sooner, express to her what I was seeing and feeling, hearing and that kind of thing. And she, thank goodness, you know, that she was open to everything, and she would tell me, oh, you're having an out-of-body experience. And she started putting me at ease. And as that ease became more apparent, then the less stomach problems I had, because I felt safer and, you know, I could express. So just for quick example, I mean, I kind of knew my uncle was going to pass, and I said he was going to pass, and they said, oh, no, he's okay, he's fine, you know, to put me at ease. And the next, like, morning, it wasn't even, like, 12 hours, they got the phone call that he had passed. And, you know, that's kind of when they really, oh, my goodness, you know, they really started to, and it was the same, right around the same age, I'm guessing,
right.
Tomorrow, 10, maybe, but they started to really put two and two together. So I was lucky to be raised in a household, youngest of four children. I was the only one that really showed that kind of ability, that they were so open to it. And so it really helped guide me. And then,
I was
going
to say, because that's not always the case with families. And I have to say, I was very similar in that I was just really, really sensitive and everything would go to my stomach. And I would often feel like I was mm-hmm. going to throw up or be sick. And I just remember as I started to realize what was happening is that I think I was a sponge to everyone's energy. I just felt everything. So I can really relate to that.
Yes, absolutely. A lot of people can. That's the thing. A lot of people have so many, I mean, intuition for me, intuition, I think everyone has that intuition. Everyone has intuition. And then, and I honestly wish I could say the difference between, I know there's a difference between strong intuition and then like being a medium, you know, why some people, why I always wonder why all people can't communicate with people who've crossed or the afterlife. Although, I honestly think we possibly can, you know, and,
yes.
and my goal would be one of these days to teach something like that and teach how I've done it, what avenues I've gone through to be successful in that, you know, and because it's kind of a process, interestingly enough, even though it's there, it kind of takes a little bit of a process to work through it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. As you know, most of my work is focused on the angelic realm, but sometimes loved ones come through, and I kind of liken it to just being a slightly different radio station. So it just depends on what we feel, you know, most comfortable with. But I do absolutely believe that everyone has the ability to connect with spirit and be intuitive. It's just that we live in a world where we don't always understand how that happens. And so, yeah, absolutely, I agree. But then there is mm-hmm. it's like all things that we all have different gifts and different natural things that come to us. But yeah, I think there are more and more people that are opening up to that, aren't there?
Yes. And so what happened with me was just, I kind of shut it down in my like late teens, early 20s. And then I had my first child and was still sort of shut down to it. I just wanted to be like, you know, quote, normal, live a normal life, whatever that is.
Yes.
And, you know, and so but I got very sick. I ended up with, I had a very hard pregnancy. I had a very hard, I got really, just got really sick. And so I had to go through the whole process of trying to clear up that with, you know, other avenues. But then I have to tell you quickly, everything went fine. I ended up getting pregnant 10 years later with my youngest son.
Oh, wow.
And things were happening from my first child to this child. Things were opening back up again, I have to say. There was more channels going on, more things happening, more opening up. But when I got pregnant with him, there was no denying. I mean, there was just absolutely no denying. And not that I denied it in the first place, but I just thought, okay, you know, I was in a place now in my life. I was like 33 when I had him or whatever. So I was like, okay, I'm in a place now where, you know, this is okay. Like, this is happening. This is real. This isn't something you can push away and push under the rug. So when I was pregnant with him, I knew I was pregnant with him before I even knew I was. You know what I'm saying? I knew.
Wow.
And then, I do. And then, yeah, I knew. And so then I was lying in bed one night and I heard mom, mother. And I sat up because I thought it was my older son, who at the time was about 9 and a half. But that was not his way. You know, he would come to the side of the bed perhaps and, you know, shake me or tap me or something. And he never called me mother ever.
Yeah.
And so I was like, and I sat up. Well, nobody was there. And I knew. I just knew this was this child, you know, I was carrying his spirit. And I talked to him, and he told me that what his name was. His name is Lane, and I was like, that's an interesting name. I haven't heard that name, you know, really. And okay, and he continued to have conversations with me throughout the pregnancy, and never once did I feel tired. He gave me energy. I mean, he would say, how do you have that much energy being pregnant? I don't know. I would have to walk around the block. And I just, it was crazy. He just kept me energized, and he just kept me, and he was just so there. He was just so in my face. It was the most amazing thing. So then
wow.
after he was born, he didn't speak. He had a hard time talking. And I knew what he wanted. It just, I knew everything he wanted. And I thought, oh, here we go. You know, here we go. And his dad said, you have to teach him how to talk because I don't have what you have and I don't know what he wants. And so at the age of three, I was finally really trying to get him to speak. And he did learn to talk. And he's like his mom now. He hasn't stopped talking since.
Well, that's
but anyway,
always good to know, right?
Right. So anyway, he's just, so that is what opened it up for me. I knew at that time that this was something that if my unborn child can talk to me and literally come through to me, then why would I ever deny the other people that have always tried and have come through to me when I was younger that ability? Why would I deny that? And so once that really came to me, that was it. I was, it was just a go. So that's what happened.
It was like an opening. I've heard so many parents say that, you know, whether or not they've considered themselves mediums or intuitives before, that it was the birth of their child or before their birth that really opened them up to a whole new way of being. And I think that, you know, I'm not a mother yet, but I do believe that there must be such a huge connection. I mean, we choose our parents apart from anything else. So to be able to really communicate with them before they're born makes complete sense to me. And it's really fascinating to me how I speak to so many people who really go through a massive change in their lives because of their children, because the souls that are coming through or have come through in recent years are just so amazing and so sensitive, aren't they?
Yes, absolutely. It's so true. And people have asked me, are your children, you know, do they do what you do? And I'm like, no, not exactly. But, you know, they have their own, of course, like the rest of us, their own guides and angels and intuition. And I know I've helped provoke that for them, help them understand that and listen to that. But really, truly, I mean, they, and my youngest son especially has taught me, they both taught me so much, but my youngest son has taught me so much more independence because he's literally like that mom, mother. Like he's just, and he'll tell me all.
He has that voice already. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So
what happened after that then? Did you just discover that the mediumship abilities and your ability to connect with spirit just increased and did you kind of listen to it without really having a choice at that point?
Yeah, absolutely. And here's what I want to tell people. I mean, because a lot of times they'll try to get this in. It's like I realized that I had to, first of all, because my child, for example, you think, you know, they're no different than anyone else. But the first thing I knew I had to do to trust my guidance when I'm talking to people about and talking to the people who they've lost and all of that is to not have any judgment whatsoever. You cannot judge anyone because people who have crossed have made mistakes. They've done things that I'm not proud of sometimes, you know. And I have to say this to the people. My work is really more for the other side, for the people who have crossed, which kind of is what separates me a little bit from the normal medium, just a little bit, is that, yes, I want to help the person here because, you know, they're trying to communicate with someone they've lost. But I really want part for the other side because they're the ones who are trying to get their message through too. A lot of times if they take responsibility for something, they, you know, they're saying what, you know, they're letting someone know they have a message as well. And so I am really there for them. And for me, that life is much more prevalent and real than this life that we live. It's really just a lot of illusion and we're just kind of here to experience, you know.
Right,
so,
yeah,
I want to say
that because sometimes people, you know, and actually, you know, I'm very fortunate that I don't have too many loved ones on the other side. Some of my grandparents are, but I often think that it's either that, you know, that our loved one really needs to say something to us or, you know, really wants to get a message across or that we have some unfinished business ourselves. And if we don't, actually, you know, we can often find that our loved ones are there, but they don't have huge amounts to say because we're both at peace about it. But I think what you do is such an amazing thing. And it is so healing for both sides, isn't it?
Yes, it really, really is. Because they do have something to say usually. And it's important, just as important for them. It's not just for us here. you know, because I've said before, Ralph says quickly in my videos and stuff off my Facebook pages that, you know, we come here to experience the five senses. And there's a lot more than five, but we come here to really experience the five, you know, the smell, the touch, the taste,
yes,
the sight and stuff. And so when we cross, we don't have that there. We have way more than that, you know, heightened,
yeah,
and much more there. So that's why we mourn so much. We miss the touch. We miss the smell. We miss the sight of the human, you know, experience. And so we miss that person. When they cross, they miss us too, but it's not in the same way. It's a different kind of missing because they don't have the five senses that they crave. We crave the five senses whether we know that or not. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, I can totally
get
that because I would still definitely and have been in grief when somebody has crossed over, even though I know that they're in an amazing place and that all is well and that love never dies. But humanly, we can still grieve the senses loss, right? The fact that we can't hug them in the same way or talk to them in the same way. And that's natural to be able to express those emotions as well, even if we do know that heaven is all loving.
Yeah, absolutely. So I just kind of wanted, I could, like I say, talk a lot about that, but I won't go into it in depth.
Oh, it's,
you know,
so interesting, and I think that is such an amazing message to give all of us, because most of us have experienced some kind of loss, and it is one of the hardest things about life, but it's also one of the certain things about life that, you know, at some point our physical life is going to come to an end, and especially if you have experience that in a tragic way or in a way that means that, you know, it doesn't make any human sense or all of that kind of stuff, it can be really helpful to know that, you
absolutely
know, all of that is,
yes,
is very natural, and lots of people on both our Facebook pages will come to us for that very reason, because they just want to know that we're all okay and that their loved ones know that they love them, and which is always true, right?
Oh, always true. It's the one thing. Love is a feeling. It's definitely, we use it as a word, but I said that before too, is, you know, you can say, I love my shoes, I love my dress, I love the weather, I love, love, love. But then you turn to someone and you say, I love you so much, and or your children, and say, I love you, good night. And, you know, do you love me like your shoes? Or, you know, what does that mean? So love is,
yes,
something that is so much deeper than just a word, or even it's a feeling that runs so deep that it is truly the only thing that powers us on the other side. It's just that is what is love. And so, yeah, absolutely. It's just, and that is what gives me the ability to, I have to say this quickly, I do work with families in all over the world, and I do help families and parents communicate with children they've lost, either later in life or before they were even born, because of my ability with my son. What he brought to me was that ability. So that is what I do with a lot of people, is help them communicate with their children who they've lost before they could speak or communicate, or could never communicate through a disease or something, or else before they were born. And so I just wanted to say that to your audience too. And that's something I really, I'm very proud of, and I'm just such an amazing
it's
thing.
It's an honor,
I can't even
it's
tell
an
you.
Honor.
Yeah, it's such an honor. I'm so grateful. And my son did that. I know he came here to do that for me. And, you know, I just always am grateful to both of them for that. But it's pretty intense at times, but it is very healing for myself as well as all the people whom I work with. So, yes.
It's amazing. I'm so, yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm sure there are so many things I could say about that. But, you know, it's a huge, huge topic, and I think it's because, you know, there's no greater connection than, you know, the bonds that we have with our parents and with our children. And so for you to be able to help people to continue that no matter whether they're on the earth is an amazing thing to do. And you are such a connector anyway. I mean, that's how we met. You're a people person like me, and your work has just given you so many opportunities to connect with so many people, you know, in all kinds of different ways. I know you've worked in film, and now you're working for Brian and Jenny at Simple Reminders, and you have such an amazing ability to communicate, and I think that's where we have lots in common that way. But do you feel like it's all kind of tied into one thing? It's just a different form of communication?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, and I agree with you. I mean, that is the reason why you and I just, I mean, we just connected so quickly. I mean, for that reason that you had mentioned. And yes, that is why. I do believe that is why, Anna. That's very, you're very in tune with that. It's all connected. I mean, I do feel like being the more awake we become, which we all can do, the more opportunities, of course, that present themselves. You know, that's just a common for me. That's just a normal. That's just something that's very common. People being able to just awaken to the fact of who they truly are, what's truly within them, what's truly holding them here, what's truly brought them here, and then working with, like you do with your angels and stuff, and we all have our angels with us and our guides and whatnot, and then exploring what that has for us. You know, the opportunity that that brings to us is just absolutely undenying and so powerful.
It is. And yet also, just as you said with your son and the fact that, you know, we're all using our voices in a very human way as well, is to remember what a precious gift that life is while we're here as well. And so it's embracing both of the experiences and remembering that we are just as connected to the earth. It might not be all that there is, but we have a lot of things to enjoy here and a lot of ways that we can share with each other. And you do that so wonderfully.
Well, thank you, Anna. So do you. So I admire you and what you do. And that's, you know, and that's what I think we all need to do to make a better world, is just continue to see one another in that admiration and that beautiful place, and then, you know, learn and grow from that. I think that's so important. And it is one reason why, you know, I went ahead and, you know, co-wrote the Conversation with God for Parents, for that book for parents, because with Neil, because of my passion for what I do, but also the passion for the world changing in how we look at each other, how we look at our children, look at themselves, and how they look at each other, and then, of course, on into adulthood, and then, you know, then becoming those conscious parents themselves. It'll take a while, but it's a revolution I'm very, very fond of, and I'm just proud to be a part of that revolution.
Because really, you know, if we are
not really an evolution.
If we're being conscious so that we can help our children to remember, you know, or stay connected to who they truly are, then we're changing the entire course of how the world will interact with each other, and you know, the children are our future, right? So it's rippling mm-hmm. out all of the time, every time that we help each other to stay connected to that love that we are, and to remember that we are enough as we are. And, you know, and there are so many amazing sensitive children that I think they're teaching us all the time, more than the other way around, aren't they?
Yes, absolutely. No doubt about that.
It's like, oh yeah, I need to remember that, right? Like, oh yeah, that's a really great lesson to remember, being a child.
Yeah.
You know, and we're remembering all the time as adults, aren't we?
Yes, absolutely. And that's why I love Dr. Shefali's work, and why, you know, working with her has always been a pleasure. I've had the opportunity, and it's amazing because her book, The Conscious Parent, as well, is just, you know, phenomenal in what she speaks about. So if anybody has ever not heard of that and they are interested in that, look there too, because that is a way to start, you know, really changing how we parent, and out of the old paradigm and into the new. And I think that kind of, I'm saying this because it all turns around into this, what you asked a minute ago about, it all kind of, what you said, how you said it, I can't remember, but it was like all encompassing, and where you come from and where you go and how you progress and where you take your life and how
yes.
it all comes together, you know. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. What I mean is, I think that, you know, even if you're doing different things in your different roles as a parent, and then, you know, you working in film, and then as a medium, and then doing what you're doing now at Tempura Minders, it's kind of all part of the same thing. And actually, I think sometimes we all need to remember that, even when we're doing completely different things, that it's every part is an aspect of ourselves that we can share with others.
Yeah.
And the way that we get to connect with different people at different points in our lives. And, you know, I think it's all about the sharing, isn't it?
It is all about the sharing. It is, absolutely. And I want to say that, you know, dreaming is a huge part of having a dream, having more than one dream, having many dreams. And allowing
yeah.
I was always allowed to be able to dream. and see myself in that position and see myself in that place and just dreaming it and believing it and being it and having it come into fruition and having it possible. And I just think that that is something we need to really focus on as people. For people coming out of something
absolutely.
That's not
just
so great.
Just remembering what I was just talking about right at the beginning, and the fact that, you know, really just being clear with our intentions and allowing our hearts to speak to us and not putting those limits on. And you've obviously not done that in your life, and you've had parents that have allowed you to do that. And so for you to be able to share that with your children or anyone else that you meet is also another huge part of the transformation. And is that a part of how you got to now do what you do? What, you know, did you have some kind of intention? Did you even know that you were dreaming of that? So did you have a conscious awareness of that, or did you just find it was one of those synchronistic moments?
A lot of both. Like, I went to beauty school, and I went to beauty school specifically because I told everybody I knew that I wanted to work in film. I was going to do hair, makeup, and film. And, of course, you know, they pat your back and kind of go, yeah, you know, whatever. And I did, you know, and I got in there, and I did it, and then I was in there, and it was very intense, and I loved it. And I went, okay, been there, done that. And then I went into casting and was casting for film and caught the eye of a really, really well-known producer and was able to produce some spiritual cinema that was called Spiritual Cinema. And I wanted to work in the industry with film that had a message, not just film, but film that had a message. And so I was able to do that through the vision I had. And, you know, my hairdressing carried me through that, you know, and that kind of thing. So most everything I ever strived for, it was like I had a purpose behind it. Like, I didn't want to just be a hairdresser. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I love my hairdresser, but I didn't want to do that. I wanted to take it to a different place and was able to do it that way through all of the avenues of believing, just believing and listening and hearing and having that ability to do that and trusting yourself. You know, we have to trust ourselves.
Exactly. And also to realize that I think sometimes we can be searching so much for that one thing we're supposed to do, but actually in our lifetime, there are so many different ways that you can express yourself and that your dream can take you in different directions. And you are such a great example of that, not to decide that that is, you know, okay, so I had that dream, so I have to stay in it forever, but to actually really allow yourself to grow into it. So amazing, amazing. And that's a big message in itself, especially now, because there are so many options available to us, aren't there?
Yes, and also I think, too, allowing people in your life who allow you to do those things, allow you to grow and allow you to dream big and not look at you in a way. My family thought I was screwballed, but my immediate family are the ones that said, do what you need to do. You know, they're the ones that supported me through dreaming as big as I could want to dream and letting those things happen without anything getting in the way. So I think that, you know, we can't let things get in our way. We can't let ourselves get in our way, and we can't let other people get in our way from allowing our lives to show up in whatever grand manner it needs to be in, you know what I mean? Show up in.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So we only have a couple of minutes left, but if there is someone listening right now and it feels like that, or feels like they're limiting themselves, was there a piece of advice you would give them? Would it just be to really listen, or what's the piece of advice that you would give them if they were really wanting to follow a dream?
Yeah, my piece of advice would be to step back quickly, or I say quickly because I'm trying to quickly do it. Step back and ask the question, who am I without whatever that is? If it's someone who's stopping you, who am I, you know, if it's your insecurities, who am I without the insecurity? Who am I without the, you know, whatever, weight? Who am I without the health issue? Who am I without the, you know, just ask whatever it is or all of those things. Who are you without those things? And watch what your mind, you're probably going to hear first, they'll hear is, I don't know. But a lot of people also be like, oh my gosh, I am this, I am that, I would be this, I would do that. So step back and move those things out and take as long as you need to move those things out one by one. People, you know, whatever it is, mind, the way your mind is thinking, just move those things out of the way. Get them out of the way so that you can actually soar.
Beautiful, beautiful. Oh, thank you so much, Laurie. We have only about 30 seconds, but I would really encourage everyone to check out Laurie's website, which is thepureintuitive.com. Is that right, Laurie?
Yes, thepureintuitive.com, yes.
And also, Laurie, you're on Facebook at the Pure Intuitive, Laurie Lankinsali, the Pure Intuitive. It's also linked to my Facebook page. So everyone check out Laurie's work. It's beautiful. Thank you so much, Laurie, for being with us. You're an amazing soul.
Thank you, Anna. You are also an amazing soul. Thank you for this opportunity to be on your show today.
You're so welcome. Take care, everyone, and I'll speak to you again in a couple of weeks. Bye-bye for now.